Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
You look at Psalm 120 until Psalm 134. About 14 psalms there that you will notice that they all start with psalms of ascent. And so these are psalms of ascent. Now, what is the psalms of ascent? The children of Israel were to appear before God in the temple at least thrice a year. You know, the three major feasts of Israel. They were to go to Israel. And that is why Jesus, you know, would leave where he was to go to Jerusalem, because it was expected of them to go and appear before God. And so Jesus was doing that, faithfully so. Now, when you go to Jerusalem, you notice that Jerusalem is on a high mountain. And so people from all areas, they would ascend to Jerusalem to go so that they would ultimately go into the temple. Now, when they go there, these 14 psalms are psalms that they would sing and maybe recite as they go up to Jerusalem. It would be more like their prayers, you know, their prayers going into Jerusalem, into the presence of God. So they were expected, you know, I mean, by the time they reached Jerusalem, they would be spiritually charged up, that they've been talking to God. So in a way, psalms of entering into the presence of God. And so we will be speaking, you know, these psalms. We'll start with the first one, Psalm 120. You know, let's follow what it's written. Let's say it together. In my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me. Deliver me, O Lord, from lying lips, from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given to you, and what more shall be done to you? You deceitful tongue, a warrior's sharp arrows with glowing coals of the broom tree. Woe to me that I sojourn in Meshech, that I dwell among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I had my dwelling among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. And let's go to Psalm 121. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, from this time forth and forevermore. Now, I want us to be praying, just to be declaring these two Psalms, Psalm 120 and Psalm 121, that we enter in, we just thank God that, God, these are your promises over my life. You know, that the moon shall never strike me by night, the sun shall not strike me by day. You know, in other words, no witchcraft will ever prevail against my life. You know, that's what it means. And so we're going to come before God and say, God, we really appreciate you that no power of the enemy shall prevail. You know, Psalm 120 is talking about lying tongues. You know, people that are speaking lies against your life. You know, that will never prevail. People conniving, you know, bad things against your life will never prevail against you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray these two Psalms right now. Father God, we thank you, mighty God. Song of ascents, you know, as we are ascending into the temple of the Lord, into the presence of God. Now, let's take the next one, Psalm 122. Now, let's say it together. I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Our feet has been standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem, build us a city that is bound firmly together, to which the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, as was decreed for Israel, to give thanks to the name of the Lord. Their thrones for judgment were set, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they be secure who love you. Peace be within your walls and security within your towers. For my brothers and companions' sake, I will say, peace be within you. For the sake of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek your goods. Psalm 123. To you I lift up my eyes, O you who are enthroned in the heavens. Behold, as the heavens of servants look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maidservant to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he has mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord. Have mercy upon us, for we have of content. Our soul has had more than enough of the scorn of those who are at peace, of the contempt of the proud. Now, I want us to be praying these two Psalms right now as we declare the prayer points. You know, as we enter into the presence of God, Psalm 122 and Psalm 123. Let us pray them right now over our lives in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, mighty God, and we thank you for the waking of your spirit, oh God. And we thank you, mighty God, that even as we enter into your presence, oh God, and that, God, we enter, oh, we go into the house of the Lord. We have escaped like a bird from the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken and we have escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. We are praying prayers, you know, songs of ascent, you know, declaring this even as we ascend into the presence of God. You know, we are declaring this. Now, let's go to Psalm 125. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. As the mountain surrounds Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people from this time forth and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, lest the righteous stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. Hallelujah. I want us to be praying now prayer points from these two Psalms, Psalm 124 and Psalm 120. Is it? Yes. 24 and 25. Yeah, so I want us to be praying those prayer points right now, even as we call upon the Lord. You see, it's preparing your hearts and also speaking, you know, opening up your hearts for God to work. You know, it's more like introduction into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now let us pray, you know, those prayer points in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you that had it not been of you who... Matthew chapter 18, verse 4. Matthew chapter 18, verse 4. Now it says here, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So Jesus brought children to him and said that, you know, if you want to get to heaven, this is what you can do. And he says that you need to humble yourself before God. He says, humble yourself like this child. You know, humble yourself like this child. Whoever humbles himself like a child, he says that is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Now, one way of humbling ourselves is through fasting. You know, when we fast, we are humbling ourselves before God. Yeah. And now, let's look at Matthew 23, verse 12. He says, whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So whatever you are doing, the opposite will happen. If you exalt yourself, God says that you will be humbled. And so pride goes before the fall. A person who is proud is a person who is exalted himself or herself. And the Bible says that it goes before the fall. So when there is a fall, there was pride before. So We need to walk in humility in our lives. You know, humility of spirit. Yeah. Now, here God says that On the other side, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. You know, when we humble ourselves, then what will happen? God will exalt us. You know, God will lift us up. God will take us to higher heights because we have humbled ourselves. And so it's important that we humble ourselves. And so what happens is during fasting, you know, it's a time whereby we are, you know, it's a time of humbling yourself before God. Whereby you check your motives, you're checking everything about yourself, and you acknowledge that, you know what, God, it is only by your grace that I am what I am. You know, it's not by my own ability. And so whoever humbles himself will be exalted. So humility is a key of rising up high. Yeah. And so when we fast, fasting is helping us to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Now, also the same thing is said in James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Same thing, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6. Humble yourself, therefore, under God's mighty hand. He may lift you up in due time. That God will lift you up in due time. So we see here that the responsibility of humility lies with us. The responsibility to be humble lies with us. So you choose to be humble. Now, Psalm 35, verse 13. Let's look at what David says. Psalm 35, verse 13. He says, but when they were sick, I wore sackcloth. I afflicted myself with fasting. I prayed with head bowed on my chest. Yeah. So he says, I afflicted myself. I humbled myself. Other translation says, I humble myself with fasting. Yeah. So when we fast, we are humbling ourselves. Fasting is helping us to be humble. Amen. Now, Ezra, one of the leaders who were leading the children of Israel back from captivity into Israel and the land of the Jews, he proclaimed a fast where everybody had to fast in Ezra chapter 8. And verse 21, Ezra 8, verse 21. Listen, it says, then I proclaim a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might do what? Humble ourselves before our God. So he declared a fast. They were fasting for the purpose of humbling ourselves before God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods. So he says, we're humbling ourselves before God, and it does not end by just humbling, but also to seek God. They needed to travel back to Israel and there were a lot of people in a lot of danger along the way. People would attack them because they were carrying also the treasures of the temple back to Jerusalem. And so they wanted a safe journey. Now, instead of asking the king for soldiers, he says they would rather pray and ask God to protect them. So when they fasted, they came before God with a heart of humility. They were humbling themselves before God. So fasting is helping us to humble ourselves before God. Amen. Now we also read in 2 Chronicles 20:2. When Jehoshaphat was attacked by people, it says some men came and told Jehoshaphat, "A great multitude is coming against you from Edom, from beyond the sea. And behold, they are in Hazazon Tamar, that is in Gedi." Then Jehoshaphat was afraid and set his face to seek the Lord. He set his face to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And I said that everybody is going to fast. And Judah assembled to seek help from the Lord. They wanted to God to help them. From all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. From all the cities of Judah, it was a declared fasting that we are all fasting, we are all seeking God. Let us all come and seek God. Let us all seek God and come. Let's fast, let's pray, let's seek God. And so he prayed a prayer invoking God's help. Now, in the last verse of that prayer, which is very significant, he concludes in verse 12. Look at verse 12. He's busy praying. He has been praying. He says, "O our God, will you not execute judgment on them? For we are powerless against this great host that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." Amen. And so even as we are fasting, we're saying, "God, you know, some of the things that are happening or that we are facing, we don't know what to do. You know, we don't know how to go about, but God, our eyes are upon you. You know, we are relying on you." And so I want us right now to pray unto God, and we say, "God, our eyes are on you. Whatever you're facing, you know, you're saying, God, even as I'm fasting, even as I am humbling myself before you, it's because my eyes are upon you." You know, that there could be other things that I could look at, but God, I am looking at you. My eyes are upon you to guide me, to lead me, to provide for me, to heal my body, to restore my family, to meet every need, you know, to bless me, open the windows of heaven, to give me favor. My eyes are upon you, God, you know, to make me successful, you know, that I would be favored at work, at school, to give me wisdom. God, my eyes are upon you. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray that right now? Father God, our eyes are upon you this morning, this day, Lord, this afternoon now. Lord, can we say this together? Father God, I thank you for your grace, your mercy upon my life. Grace to succeed and to prevail in my prayers. I thank you, God, that I have the grace to pursue your purpose in my life. In Jesus' name, it is well with me. I thank you, God, that this time of fasting and prayer is fruitful, bears fruit in Jesus' name. I see results in my personal life, in my ministry, in my family, in my job, in my business, in whatever I do. I see results through this prayer, through this time of fasting and prayer, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. That is what is happening. Amen. Praise God. We are seeing results through this time of prayer and fasting. Hallelujah. Now, I want us the remaining minutes, we pray for every item that is here. We bring it before God. We pray that God would answer every item, every request that His children have put, and that is on the altar right here, that we're praying that God would come through for it, and God would answer those prayers. Those requests will be granted. That 2019, they will see a testimony. It will be a testimony in their lives that God is alive. Amen. So I want us right now to bring these items before God. Whatever item that is written here, we're praying that God, let them be answered in Jesus' name. Let us pray that right now in Jesus' name. Father, we bring these items before you. Every item, Lord, that is on the altar.
Amen.
Psalm 27, verse 8. You have said, seek my face, my heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. You have said, seek my face, and my heart says to you, your face, O Lord, do I seek. Your face, Lord, do I seek. Now, I want us to pray, even as we are rounding off this period of prayer, I want us to be saying to God, God, as I seek your face, I thank you that I find your face. And your face comes with all good things in my life. You said, seek my face. And my heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. That even as we've been seeking the face of God, we've been praying, that we are finding the face of God. And we are finding the face of God with good things in our lives. In Jesus' name. Can we pray that right now? Father God, even as you said in your word that seek my face. That God, our hearts have been saying that your face is together. Father God, I thank you right now for your grace and mercy upon my life to intercede. I thank you for enabling me to pray and intercede during this time of prayer as I humble myself before you. I thank you, God, that you exalt me. You lift me high. You're taking me to a higher level in my life, in Jesus' name. I thank you that you're fighting my battles. You're waging war and winning it on my behalf. In Jesus' name. I thank you, God. The waking of your spirit, it's upon my life. You're waking things out by your spirit. I declare that it is so. In Jesus' name. Thank you for granting unto me the opportunity to seek your face, to pray unto you. And I thank you that as I pray, you're also waking in my spirit, in my soul, in my body, in my family, in everything that I need. You're waking on my behalf as I seek your face. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
What happens is when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you.
Let your light shine. Darkest parts, let your love fill the world.
Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast. Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.
And I'll be